Hi, friends. Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan, and happy New Year's Eve. I hope you are having an amazing day. If you are new here, this is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, hang out, chat about our lives. I always say, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends. And the last time I spoke with you was on Christmas Eve. I recorded the Christmas Eve episode the morning of Christmas Eve and put it out that day. And at the time, I had no idea what our plans for Christmas would be because everything was looking like it might shift a little. My daughter, Abiella, was having some muscle spasms, which we thought, okay, travel may or may not be happening. But I'm happy to say those slow down, and we did make it to all of the functions and all of the gatherings. And then that being said, we did have to leave one early because all three of us got sick. And as many of you know that are listening, for a lot of our kiddos, when they get sick, we need to be place that's close if we needed any extra assistance or anything like that. A fever might, you know, cause... There's a lot of different reasons, but I think the biggest one for many of us is that fevers can spike us the chances of a seizure. And so we decided to come on home a little bit early, but we were really, really grateful for the time we had with our family. And we're still spending every day in bed. We really got hit hard by the bug that we got, and thank God AB, our daughter's doing great, but we have been watching a lot of movies, staying in our PJs, and I have climbed out of that zone to come in here and speak with y'all in what I call my secret office, and I am pumped to be here. But yes, you may hear a difference in my voice because of that. You may also hear some rain and a storm happening behind me. As I speak, I got a text from Sean, my husband, that says we are in a severe thunderstorm and tornado watch. So that's what's happening here in Middle Tennessee on December 31st, 2018. I hope that you are well, and I'm excited to be here. Let me tell you about this episode. Have you ever wondered, how in the heck am I going to go back to work after you have a child that maybe has some additional needs or circumstances that you were not expecting? Or perhaps you don't have a job that you need to get back to, but you are like, now's the time. Now I am ready to work. And how am I going to do that? Or maybe all of a sudden you're feeling the bug, you're feeling the want to pursue something new. And all the questions of, am I going to be able to balance my life with a career? If so, then you are going to love hearing my conversation with my guest today, which is the amazing Mia Duray-Raj. Now, Mia emailed me, I was telling her after we recorded this, but we were still speaking on the phone, that I got her email somewhere between Taco Bell and Goodwill. And I remember sitting in the parking lot reading through what she does and the program that she has created. And I was really blown away. So let me tell you a little bit about my guest, Mia. Mia is a mom of identical twin toddlers, both of whom have special needs. She is a health and nutrition writing consultant at Little Octopus, LLC. She is the co-creator of Mindful Returns Balancing Career with a Special Needs Baby Program, which is what we're going to be speaking about today in more detail. Her writing has been featured in a recently published World Health Organization report, as well as Hand to Hold, Fairy God Boss, The Mighty, and many others. And she is the founder and co-chair of the Cardiac Family Advisory Council at Rady Children's Hospital in San Diego. Woo! So the program, Mindful Returns Balancing Career with Special Needs Baby, is what we're going to be speaking about in this episode. And it's the first of its kind online. I think you're going to find this conversation to be really interesting, really valuable. And one of the things that I am really excited about is that Mia is graciously giving one of our listeners free access to the course. You get the course for free, which is $199 value. And there are three ways to enter. I normally do all of my giveaways through social media, But I decided to do it a little differently this time because I want to make sure that everyone has access to this giveaway and not everybody has Instagram or Facebook. So here are the three ways that you can enter. If you are on Instagram, you can go to Mary Susan McConnell, DM me and say, I'm entering the contest. I will know what it is and I will put your name in. It's the only contest I have going on right now, so I will know. The second way you can enter is go to Facebook at The Mama Bear Podcast, not my personal Facebook, but The Mama Bear Podcast. Same thing. Message me and say I'm entering the podcast. I mean, not entering the podcast, entering the contest, and I'll put you down. The third way, if you don't have social media at all, and I know many of our listeners do not, you can email me at themamabearpodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, I'm entering the contest, and I will know what it's for. And all these entries are equal to each other. There's not one that's better than the other. And I'm really excited for one of you to win access to this amazing course. Additionally, if you don't win the course or you don't want to wait to find out who does, you can go ahead and sign up with the coupon code MindfulReturn25, MindfulReturn25, and that will give you $25 off. Here's where you can go to check out the course, MindfulReturn.com/special needs. Again, that's MindfulReturn.com/special needs. And without me chatting any further, let's get into the conversation. Thank you, Mia. Here we go. Good morning. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk with you, Mia. Thank you so much for getting on the phone with me so early.
Oh, my pleasure, Mary Susan. I've been a huge fan of the Mama Bear podcast for quite a while, so it's really such an honor to be here.
Oh, well, I so appreciate everything you do. I'm so excited to talk about the program. And I do have to say, it is 7 a.m. where you are. Am I right about that?
Yes. Yeah. But it's a good way to start the day.
It is a good way to start the day. I was getting my coffee ready to sit down and I knew I had 5 minutes until I was about to call you. And I thought, it is 6:55 where she is. This feels like wrong. I shouldn't be calling someone that early. But I really appreciate it. And also, it's a Sunday. So, I mean, this is like a double whammy. It's 7 a.m. on a Sunday. So I very much appreciate your time. And I really am so eager to speak with you because what you do and what you have created, and I'm going to let you kind of tell the listeners yourself, is so needed, so important, and I have never seen it done in this way before. I mean, I'm just really excited to talk to you. So before we kind of get into all of that, take me back and kind of explain to me, you know, your story and why you believed that you needed to really do something to help moms that are raising kids with special needs address the challenges with their career.
Absolutely. So about 2 years ago, I gave birth 3 months early. I had twin identical twin daughters, and it was a complete shock, if you can imagine. And one of my daughters has a pretty complex congenital heart disease. So because of that, we were in for a very long hospitalization and a very long medical journey. And because of the prematurity and because of the cardiac issues, you know, both my kids definitely qualified as having special healthcare needs. And, you know, as I kind of looked around, I had the question of, what am I supposed to do with my career?
Because
even my healthier twin was getting discharged from the NICU with, you know, maybe 14 or 15 specialists following her. And I knew that wasn't going to be compatible with like a 9-to-5. So when I looked around, I saw that most of the moms like me were taking a step down from their careers and being a full-time caregiver. And I completely, I just want to say, anyone who's doing that, I completely respect and affirm that choice. Mm-hmm. It's the toughest job out there. We all know it is. But for me, I knew that I wanted to have something that was, you know, for my own personal growth. And I looked around, you know, were there books, were there podcasts, were there programs out there for moms of special needs kids who wanted to work? And I couldn't find anything. There's nothing out there. And I just thought, you know, that's unacceptable.
Right.
So when I kind of figured out my own way of doing things, which is I started consulting part-time and building up a little business as a nutrition and writing consultant, I thought, you know, other women can do this. Mm. They just need the tools and the strategies. Mm. So what I ended up doing was partnering with Lori Mihalik-Levin. She's a lawyer, she's an author, she's a maternity leave expert, and the creator of mindfulreturn.com. And she is super awesome. She's really kind of built the platform for moms of, I guess, typical children, you want to say, and dads of typical children who are trying to return to work after maternity or paternity leave. And we just collaborated. It took a year to really develop the course, but it's been so, so, so much fun. And now it's finally, you know, ready to share with the world.
Gosh. And it's so important. I mean, I was speaking with a friend the other day and she was at a total loss. She was like, I need to be making money and mm-hmm. I need to be doing something that's for me. And I don't have a clue how to manage this because of all the therapy appointments and because of the total unknowns of your schedule. And mm-hmm. not knowing when are you going to get a call from school that says you need to come get your child, or maybe a surgery is coming up and all of a sudden, you know, you're in the hospital for a month. I mean, the unknowns were so hard. And I think it's especially difficult for single parents too, who are thinking, I am the 100% caregiver in all moments, and then I need to somehow find a career. And so tell me, I love that you said you've built your own business, like you found your own way of doing things, which is what I see a lot of women beginning to do, is kind of rearranging their thought process of what work looks like. Like you said, like maybe it's not the 9-to-5. How was that for you? And what kind of challenges did you have to go through to figure out, oh my gosh, this might work. This might actually work for me.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, the struggle is real. Cool. And I just want anyone out there to know you're not alone. So, I mean, even the percentage of, I was shocked to find this out, the percentage of families that have a child with a special health care need, it's nearly 1 in 5.
No way. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
It's so much bigger than you would think. Wow. And, you know, in these families with children with disabilities, I think it's like 40% of, you know, parents will drop out of the workforce to be a full-time caregiver. Mm. So this is just a huge population and no one's talking about this mm-hmm. issue. Mm-hmm. And then the other 60%, you know, is really making workforce accommodations, meaning like they're taking a lot of time off of work. They're asking for flexible work. They might turn down promotions to manage this. So anyone who's in this situation, know that you are not alone. Just because no one's talking about this doesn't mean that there aren't other moms like you out there. So in terms of like, what do you do? So it can obviously vary a lot depending on your family situation, your child's situation, your professional career. But I think a lot of moms like me and, you know, Mary Susan, I think this, you would fall into this category as well, are really turning to entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. really building mm-hmm. their own things to allow for that flexibility. Mm-hmm. But I think it is possible to maintain a career and have the flexibility you need to accommodate your child. Mm-hmm. And often it's a matter of asking and negotiating.
Right. Wow.
And so, you know, in our e-course, we do talk about how you can approach your employer and ask for what you need.
Wow.
And use all those advocacy skills that you've been using to advocate for your child.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Use them for yourself.
And that's so needed. I mean, where are we learning these skills? I mean, that is so needed. I'm so thankful that y'all have done this. When I think too about a career, I think a lot of times we go straight to, if you need it for money, if you need it for to live your life, if you need it to afford the things you want. But for a lot of people, I think we have to acknowledge that, like you said, there's some of us just thrive having that other piece of our world that is our own. And that is something mm-hmm. that we are doing, and that we are, whether it's making money ourselves and the feeling that we get with that, or if it's the time away. I mean, I think there's a lot of guilt that moms feel. What would you say to the moms that are thinking, I so want to get back out there. I think I need that for myself, but I feel too guilty about the thought.
Mom guilt is a huge thing for all of us. I think for working moms, it's to another level. And mm-hmm. then you add the special needs component, and then it just goes ratchets up another level, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we have to acknowledge that mom guilt is omnipresent, and right. it's always going to be there no matter what you're doing. So I think you have to really think about what's best for your family. You know, it, mm-hmm. sometimes the most loving thing to do is to make money for your family.
Right,
sometimes
right.
the most loving thing to do is to, you know, have a small Etsy shop on the side so that you right. have something creative that right. you're doing
right.
That isn't about your child and allows you to be a more present and fully engaged parent. I think the mom guilt thing really goes to work as well. And, you know, something that I've really come to believe is that, you know, moms of special needs kids are constantly apologizing
right.
in the workplace.
Right. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think really it's been for generations. We've kind of assumed that we are less desirable employees because we need flexibility and because sometimes our schedules are a little chaotic. And, you know, I just think that's wrong. And I want to turn that on its head. And I want to spark this conversation because conversely, I think that moms of special needs kids are actually getting amazing leadership training.
Right.
It's just in disguise. You know, wow. all the advocacy work that we're doing, whether it's in the hospital or in the specialist office or at school, that's all helping us become more capable professionals.
Gosh.
Whether that's coordination, whether that's negotiation, all of those important things are really dovetailing well into the work that we do. And we need to tout that and acknowledge that and change our mindset so that we're feeling less guilty both as moms and also professionals.
Wow. That is such an incredible, like, I just had this moment of, oh my gosh. Like, yes, our situations for an employer may not in fact be to them a liability with schedule and with all these things, but actually an asset, because you're right. The leadership skills that we have all gained kind of by default of living in this very unique world are so valuable. And I had never once thought about that, the advocacy, the negotiation skills, and the ability I feel that we all have to get a lot of things done very efficiently in a shorter amount of time.
All of those things, you know, we need to realize that this is not making us a, you know, less desirable person. This is really making us a more capable leader. And,
oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, so our e-course kind of helps moms think through that, reflect on all the advantages that they've gained, and in a safe space where they can talk to other moms and really hone in on those new skill sets.
Mm. I am so in love with this. I love that you address the moms that want to go back into the typical corporate or 9-to-5, whatever that may look like for them, as well as the moms that are thinking, I want to start growing something on the side that may become full-time or whatever the vision may be. Perhaps it's an Etsy shop, perhaps it's something else. I love that you have combined it all to fit everyone's unique story and what they want. And I think what I have found, and I don't know, I'd be interested to hear your opinion, is that a lot of women, when they get the news or when they realize their new life of, okay, my world has changed, they don't imagine that a career is even a possibility. And so they shut that door. How did you decide? Was it immediate where you said, okay, no, I know I need to have something. I know I need to go back in the career. Or was that something that you had to start kind of reevaluating over a period of time?
You know, I knew I only took 2 months of maternity leave, and I worked part-time at this great large nonprofit that I worked for. And I loved it, but I knew that I would have to transition into something more sustainable. And one great consulting opportunity came my way. I loved it, and I realized, okay, this is what I want to do. And, you know, at some point I may rejoin the full-time workforce, but for me, having the control over my schedule, doing, you know, high-level communications work for causes I cared a lot about was a really, really great way for me to, you know, continue to hone my skill sets and learn. And I like the variety of it. You know, primarily my main skill was, you know, writing and communications and kind of understanding public health. So I think it was a pretty obvious choice of where I was going to go. But the Mindful Return thing came out of, you know, a labor of love. It was the kind of thing where, since there wasn't anyone out there doing this, I had no idea. And Lori had no idea if there was a market for this.
Right.
If we'd make any money. And ultimately, you know, we decided that it didn't matter, that this population really needed to be served and that we needed to do something to remedy this gap. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really matter if we were successful or not.
Right.
So it's really been kind of a labor of love and I guess side hustle to my side hustle.
Mm.
But for other mothers, one of the things that we do within the e-course, so I know sometimes people think of like, oh gosh, a course, like it's going to be such a drag and I have so much to do anyway, you know, but this is really just for you. So it's the amount of work that you have to do each week. It's a 4-week course, is, you know, looking at these various lessons and writing like a small, you know, journaling prompt and talking to other moms. So it's really meant to be easy and reflective and done at any time of the day, whether it's 3 a.m. and you're pumping,
right?
Or, you know, in between doctor's appointments and things like that. So it allows you to have that space to think just about you. Definitely not a parenting expert, so I don't give any parenting advice, but I do provide the opportunity for other moms to talk to each other, be creative, brainstorm, think about what's possible, and think about what they really want to do. So,
gosh, I love that. And I love that in the e-course that that is a possibility to speak with other women in the same boat. Because what I think is such a powerful way to start community is that everyone who's showing up there is wanting the same thing and is in a similar situation. It's like, and they're your people. Like, very quickly, there they are. Like, they have all signed up. And I think the way that y'all have designed this is really exceptional. So tell me more about when someone signs up for the course, and it begins January 7th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. When they sign up, tell me kind of what they can expect, how the course is laid out. I love that, as you said, you can be pumping at 3 a.m. and be doing the course in your own way, and that there is this community aspect. So tell me more about it.
Sure. So it's a 4-week course and it's cohort based. So it's offered every other month. So if, you know, if you're listening to this after January 7th, it's okay. We'll have another one in a couple months and so on. And what you do is you go through the lessons with this core group of moms and you can talk to each other and discuss. After the course is done, we offer a private Facebook community. So alumni of the course can continue the conversation, continue networking, and we hope to grow that community to be a really robust and cool thing.
Awesome.
So, you know, it's all online, completely flexible for your schedule, and it's really just fun. Gives that time to reflect and really just gives you that time to focus on your own growth. So, yeah, I'm really, really, really excited about it.
Gosh, I love that it's also around the new year. That's why when I saw that it started on January 7th, I thought, I mean, this is going to be out on New Year's Eve, was what a great way to begin a new calendar year, is to reevaluate what do you want, how can you get it, and to be able to speak with other women who are also trying to brainstorm the exact same challenges. One question I have is about the age. Is there a limit? Like if a woman has an 8-year-old, is this only for moms of children who are babies and toddlers, or can that woman still participate?
Absolutely. So it is only for moms and, you know, all kinds of moms. But having said that, and eventually we will create a course for dads as well. So that's down the pipeline. So don't send me any angry letters. we'll get there. It's only for moms. And the lessons are geared for moms of toddlers and babies. But, you know, someone who's been out of work and is returning to work after an extended time caregiving is going to find a lot of value in 20 out of the 22 lessons. There's only a couple that are really specific to period of infancy. I think if you are, you know, curious and interested and think like, oh, does this apply to me? You know what? I think you're still going to find your community. And we've had tremendous amount of interest from moms of school age children. You'll find other moms like you there.
I love it. And when I was going through the website and scrolling through everything the program offers, I was like, yes, 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 check, check, check. And of course, my daughter is 8 years old. Well, as of a week ago, 8 years old. And I know. And I thought, oh my gosh, this would provide so much value to my life. So yes, I think that's such an important note that even if your child is older, that you will find so much value in this course. So I so appreciate you doing this and putting this course together.
Well, thank you so much. It's been so much fun, and I'm really hopeful that some of your audience will, you know, find it useful and that we can see them in the next course.
I'm really, really honored that you are giving away a course. Tell me about that and about the coupon code.
Sure. So the course costs $199. So we are to one of the lucky members of your audience who's interested. We are doing a giveaway. So you can be part of our January 7th inaugural course launch, and we'll be really, really happy to see you there. For people who are interested in the course, we're offering a coupon code, and that is Mindful Return 25, all one word, and that will be $25 off of that $199 fee. Also, because we know that many moms with special needs kids are have financial difficulties, understandably, we will be offering scholarships on a limited basis as well going forward. So stay tuned for that. We'll have like an application and so forth, because we get it. I mean, not everyone's going to have the spare $199, but it's so exciting, and we're really just thrilled to have it out in the world.
I'm so blown away by what you're doing. I'm so blown away that you're willing to give a course away to one of our listeners. I am giddy about it. I mean, I'm so excited that a lot of times I record these a month or two in advance, but I am talking to you right now, and I'm going to be putting this out tomorrow because I'm so excited about it. And I think, what a deal. The $199 is such a deal for people to get this type of community, this type of information. And yes, Mindful Return, $25 off. Unbelievable. I'm really excited to ask you the three questions that I like to ask everyone I interview. And they are...
I'm prepared.
Yes, I love it. They are you sleeping? What has felt like a recent defeat? And what has felt like a recent victory? So let's start with, are you sleeping?
Yes, actually, I am sleeping. I can't say that's God. Always been true. But, I really, really make sleep hygiene a priority, because I know that if I sleep 7 hours a night, I am so much better mom. Right. And when I don't, it's so much harder to, read that extra book, work on the sign language, do all the things that need to be done. So I really try to, to paraphrase, protect the asset being me. So that's something I really try to do.
And
recommend
that
other moms do whenever it's possible. I know it's not always possible, but I wish I could say I coined that, but I read that in the book Essentialism, which is a great book for anyone.
Essentialism.
Who's interested.
Oh my gosh. Protect the asset. Wow. That is powerful. Let me ask you this. I'm curious. Do you have a bedtime for yourself?
I usually go to sleep around 11 or 12.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I do have like kind of a routine that I follow, and that's really been helpful for me.
I'm curious. Our world is so different in the fact that because we have, my husband is a musician and we have a studio here, and if he's on the road, then we're talking at 2 or 3 a.m. after the show. If he's here, we may have people in the studio till 1 a.m. and I am a night owl. And so it didn't occur to me until this very moment when you said, protect the asset. I said all of that. When you said about how you're so good at sleep, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I should have a bedtime. Maybe I should be a little bit more aware. When you said 7 hours.
A little melatonin goes a long way. Yeah. I think also, there are times where I'm on deadline, writing something for clients, and, for whatever reason, I haven't gotten enough done in the morning or, during my kids' nap time. So I will stay up late. So there, there are definitely compromises, but I know the next day I'm really not as in good shape. So, so yeah, that's something I've kind of learned, like self-care has been really, really important for me, and I think important to how I am as a mother as well.
Mm, gosh, I love it. Okay, a recent defeat and then a recent victory.
Yeah, so defeat, this was something I was thinking about, and, of course, there are many things I could say, but one was sort of a defeat of, something that really reminded me that balance is something I kind of constantly need to be working for. So a couple of weeks ago, I was on a deadline and it was evening time, and I was on the computer, and my daughter was playing, and she really wanted my attention. She kept bringing books to me. She wanted me to read, and I was sort of like, you know, no, I'm busy, you know, play with yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not one to like yell or raise my voice, but she, being really smart, took my to-do list notebook and started ripping out pages because she knew it was something that I had my attention on. Mm-hmm. And I got kind of, like, I was irritated, so I got kind of mad, and, you know, I didn't yell at her, but I did raise my voice a little bit. Uh-huh. And I saw her little lip tremble.
Oh, no.
And these tears come out of the corner of her eyes.
No.
And I realized I was being such a jerk. And, you know, she's just shy of two, right? So she doesn't know. And so, you know, I picked her up. I shut down the, you know, the laptop. I figured this can wait till after bedtime. Mm. And I read her some books. But I think, you know, all of us, we do our best, but we, you know, sometimes fail, and sometimes fail either at work, sometimes we fail, you know, as moms. And I think the thing is to kind of recognize that and try to, you know, make amends when you can. And, you know, I truthfully, I got the assignment done, and I had a better experience for, you know, getting to actually spend time with my daughter. So,
right. Oh, and everyone listening feels that feeling when you just said the lip tremble. Oh my. Yeah. There's nothing that just punches you in the gut like seeing that lip.
You look at me like I was a monster.
Yeah. It's like, what if I won't? Yeah. The feeling of the lip is just, oh God. There's no comparison.
We've all been there.
Yes. We have all been there. Absolutely. In a victory.
Yeah. So just this past Friday, I don't want to say the name of it just in case I jinx it, but, you know, I wrote this article about my feelings about special needs motherhood and leadership, and I pitched it to a national media outlet, and, you know, really thought, oh, you know, probably I'll get rejected, but it's a good exercise, and I need to put myself out there. And amazingly, they said yes, that they wanted it, and they wanted to buy it. So,
I know,
it's really, really cool. You know, for me as a writer and a consultant, you know, I get rejected all the time. So I'm getting better and better about using rejection. It's just information. It's not necessarily a reflection on me. But when you get the wins, it's really, really pretty cool. So
Wow.
That was amazing.
Wow. Okay. Huge congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
Well, you are just a powerhouse. I so appreciate you. I so appreciate everything that you and Lori have created. And I hope you have a great morning.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mia. And again, I am so excited for one of you to be able to win a chance to take this course for free. And there are three ways to do that. You can go to Instagram, Mary Susan McConnell, DM me that you are entering the contest. You can go to Facebook, The Mama Bear Podcast, and message me there. Same thing. Or you can email me at themamabearpodcast@gmail.com. Subject line, I am entering the contest, and you are entered. I am so excited to see who wins. And one more time, the coupon code for $25 off is MindfulReturn25, and you can check out the course at mindfulreturn.com/special needs, or if you are on your phone or computer, and otherwise, I don't know how you'd be listening to this, you can scroll down, look at the show notes, and click on the link that I have included there as well. Okay, guys, thank you for being here. I so appreciate it. I will speak to you again in 2019. I hope you have an amazing New Year's Eve. God bless and Godspeed.